Hold on to your hats. We're about to do everything else. So, the mission of this church here at Gorebridge Parish is to encourage everyone to live in the reality of Jesus' love. That's our mission. That's the best way we can think to formulate it. And I was thinking about that phrase. Now, this is the King James translation, but where there's no vision, the people perish. Now, it's translated slightly different these days, but the truth it contains is really important. But of course, if you reverse that verse from Proverbs 29, verse 18, it means that where there's vision, there's life. And who can think about the year 2020 without thinking about vision or a visit to the opticians? So last year started off with Alpha. We've moved Alpha to the start of the year, and that worked really well. If you were on Alpha a year ago, could you just wave your hand at me? Look at that. Look at that, folks. And what a year it's been. I know when Susie was emailing in her big wins for the year, and one of them was Kim's healing and the fact that that esophageal, whatever it was, has gone away. It's been an incredible year. We also started the year with William Irvin's 90th birthday. This was the slide that we had up for that. And here's the picture of it behind all those people that we took for his 90th. And, of course, for Sam Love's 18th. And a happy birthday to Margaret Klein and to Fee, as well as other happy birthdays communicated today. It's so good that our church family marks that. The prayer ministry team have been busy. Dear Mark, says Maria, big win relating to prayer has been engagement with it. It's been a real joy to provide creative opportunities to reveal scriptural truths to hold on to that speak directly into our lives. The butterflies in the picture represent the transformation. Oh, I've got a different picture. Did you send me a picture, Maria? I missed that. Oh dear, it didn't make it through. Anyway, well, we'll maybe do that one in a bit. I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Maria and all the prayer ministry team who look after us every meeting place. They're the people out doing the engagement, giving out prayer cards, praying with people at the co-op. I realized when I was walking to go talk with William Irvin's family during Advent to organize his funeral, I passed Peter Coulson outside Kate's the Baker's, and around him were about 8-9 people just talking, just listen, and I realized that's what he was doing. And thank you for the engagement through the whole of Advent. The prayer ministry team have just been fantastic, and that renewal of life, especially that's flowed through Elspeth and Peter, has been much appreciated. Now, the Kirk session this time last year, we're rolling out the seven pillars vision, that wisdom has built her house with seven pillars, that we divide church life up into seven pillars, into worship and discipleship, evangelism, community mission, family, prayer and healing, and church leadership, which we now just call leadership, because we realize, of course, that there's leadership to be done in commerce and families and community things as well. And every single one of those pillars has an elder looking after it, and we continue to review the work of the church, meeting by meeting, using those seven divisions. And that continues. I think it's proving rather good. We were giving thanks for Axel Haas's life, too. And it was a real joy to have Axel as part of our church family through what turned out to be his last years. And what a service we had that day. I want to say a big thank you to the lunches. And it's lunches today. Can you hear us, lunches people? I know that the link has been restored. Good success. Numbers have increased considerably, which makes that's why we keep looking for new members of the team. It's a faith project, so no idea what numbers to expect, writes Mary. But this is placed in God's hands, and we always have enough down to the last ladle of soup. Amen. Fellowship is so important to getting to know one another, hear one another's stories. There are 21 people who faithfully donate every month, including Sandra Blythe, who's in her 90s and makes the minestrone. All donations are given with cheerful and generous hearts, and thank you all so much. And thanks for everybody else for their practical assistance. In the 8 lunches this year, we supported Mary's Reels, Crossreach, Marie Curie, Stage and Slam, Try Praying, Cambodia, Whole Redevelopment, and the Anniversary Lunch. Isn't that amazing? And it's wonderful to see. And as I said to you last week, when we tell you what it's for, you give more generously. So we're going to keep doing that. We had a concert in March time with the wonderful Yvonne and DL and with Carol and Stuart Henderson. Who was there that night? It was a wonderful night of music and poetry. Just lovely to have those moments where we just take time to think and reflect and enjoy. And also in the teaching this year, Ross has continued to make a real impact. I've noticed right through the year that what he said about who are you investing in, who's investing in you, that discipleship stuff stuck, as did his words in the summer about dealing with disappointment. And thank you, Ross, for your continued ministry there, and for Ian as well, and for all the people who help with the teaching in this church. Thank you also to Fee and all the folks who make sure our sensory bags are available. You probably don't know anything about this, but if you get the jitters just sitting listening, we have help for you, and there's nothing against adults taking this if you so need it. We, of course, also, in April, Sonny and Michael's wedding, and absolutely, you get to cheer for that. Sonny and Michael's wedding, there's the picture, the prophetic picture that Alan Eaglesham painted and that was displayed here during the wedding ceremony. Here's Sonny and Michael taking their vows, and here is Sonny in traditional Korean dress. So that was wonderful too. We had another wedding during the year, did we not? Did we? Yay, Ross and Kate! Side, and polka! Oh, fantastic. So God bless Ross and Kate. Another form of exercise was Sarah and Ross doing the marathon in memory of those wonderful Pullinger folks. And also we discovered that Willie was doing it too for another cause, but it's good to know he's got the legs if we need him for fundraising purposes. It really is. It's not everybody can run a marathon. We ran a film night during Lent, during Holy Week, and thanks for everyone who did that while I was on holiday and our Lent services. And of course, in our Lent series, we did this wonderful, wonderful thing, seven words, and worked through the seven words that Jesus spoke from the cross. And this is also a moment to say a huge thank you to Andrew Dunsire for the work that he puts in to give us brilliant visuals. You'll be pleased to know. Yeah, absolutely. And I've kept poking him with a stick this year about setting up a company, and we're going to be meeting about that tomorrow night, I believe. So that's great news. And Andrew, we're so thankful for your ministry. It just helps to be able to riff off that. It was a wonderful, we've already seen the baptism of Jenny and Evan, but also on that Easter Sunday, oh, and also Florence and co, but that was also the day that we ordained a new elder. Yay! With the arrival of Brian Wilson, who helps Ross look after the discipleship side of things, and is the only Baptist that I've ever ordained in a Guinness shirt. Just saying. After Easter, we went on to look at the resurrection words of Jesus and did a whole series, making good use of those visuals again, of the things that Jesus said after he rose from the dead. And those are available, many of them, on the podcast. We had a church first. It wasn't a tea outing. It wasn't, you know, an outing to the pantomime. It was a 500-mile ride around, or nearer 1,000 once we were back, around the north coast of Scotland. So here are some ne'er-do-wells who've parked up their bikes and are enjoying the sea air of Durness, up in the very north in Sutherland. In the run-up to Pentecost, we partnered with the wider church, an initiative that was started by Archbishop Justin Welby and John Sentamu for Thy Kingdom Come. And we encourage you to pray for 5 people. And I wonder how many of those people that you were praying for are doing Alpha just now. And that led us up to Pentecost, where we just had a wonderful, wonderful time of celebration. This is a picture of Charlie Mackesy's, and along with Andrew Dunsire, Charlie Mackesy, who's sort of artist kind of in residence at Holy Trinity Brompton. His work about the return of the prodigal, we've used it through the year, but it was also powerful at Stage and Slam, which is a reminder that artists are so important in our midst. And also it introduces us to another series that we were doing this year on the fruit of the Spirit, but more of that in a bit. I want to pay tribute to the Sunday Club leaders, everyone who works in Sunday Club and creche and in the huddle, which is in between Sunday Club and youth group. I want to pay tribute to all the staff who look after our children. That's their church, and Helen and Agnes and the crew, we are so, so thankful for everything that you do, which also means that we have to say a big thank you to Yvette for looking after the safeguarding side of things and making sure. Now, in many churches, the problem the safeguarding coordinator has is they don't have enough work to do, so they forget how to do stuff. This is not true of Yvette. Yvette is well known by the safeguarding unit at 121, because every year, without a doubt, there will be something that we need to be communicating with them about, or they need to communicate with us about. And I do believe that we have more people PVG'd than any other congregation in the Church of Scotland, just saying. So Yvette is the boss. This is also an opportunity to say a big thank you to Alan Eaglesham, who did the notices. This is one of Alan's slides. And this is one of Nicola's slides. And Nicola Somerville has taken over the visual side of things, which is a woohoo from Alan and a woohoo from me too. She's doing a great job there putting the visuals together. And indeed, here's another one of them where I get to thank. Just wave your hand in the air if you've made a tea or coffee for anyone this year. Come on, wakey. Absolutely. Many, many thanks. We really appreciate that, as we appreciate Fee and her continued activism on behalf of Safe Families for Children. And indeed, last week I got a referral which I'm passing on to them and may well come our way. So we had this series through the autumn time. I have to say it was Diane's idea. I said, how can we spend all those weeks on just a couple of verses? And she said, you won't stay on a couple of verses. And right she was. And so that series through the fruit of the Spirit was a wonderful marrying up of visuals and digging into the scriptures. It was just that I really appreciated it. And of course, you can now name all the fruit of the Spirit, can you not? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Excellent. Well done. Against such things there is no law. And it was actually on the week of kindness that we said hello to part-time Diggy. And hooray. And what a fine addition he's been to the team here. It's been fantastic. Just a joy to have you with us. And your family too for Christmas, and getting to know you and Suzanne and Grace and Jack as well. It's been an interesting year for the finances, and as you will know, giving's been up this year, but back in February time, we did some, Ian said, I think you should preach about giving. I did. Our giving went up about £700 a month on the back of that. You all know who you are. Many of you are young, and I just want to salute you for the faith that you're showing, and I'm sure you will have faith stories about how God has backfilled what you thought in advance you were giving away. So that has meant that our giving is up, and I believe that we may have finished the year end on a surplus, have we not, Ian? About £4,500. Well done. And a big thank you to Ian. A big thank you to Ian for tending the resources of an organization that's turnover's about a third of a million now, including the food bank, but not including Go. We had the baptism of Lauren and Amethyst at that point in the year, which led us on to the intake of new members, and which was wonderful. But actually, we discovered when we were doing the stats for the end of the year, the eagle-eyed Fee figured out that this lad here had actually joined 2 years ago. Oops! So he's a double member. So Ian, he can double tithe. That's all I'm saying. Now, But it's just been wonderful. There was much frowning in the Nicholas household. How did we miss that? Anyway, if it was going to happen to anyone, Simeon would be the right guy now. We also, remembering the importance of the world of work and that we are equipping you guys to go minister, we're also giving thanks for Andy Pilcher, 40 years serving in the teaching of music. And in fact, the transforming of music tuition in Scotland. And we salute you again, Andy, for that achievement. And talking about life's achievement, we unexpectedly had to celebrate the life of Joel Burns. And we still feel that loss, especially with Alpha. And our prayers continue to be with Janice and with John and Ian and all the family. That thing where he joined, baby Isla was born, and he went home to glory just week by week. It just, oh. But we thank God for Joel. And indeed, we thank God for all of these people we said goodbye to. Either people or members or people close by. We will have missed people of this list. But Edith Henderson, who's John McLean's sister right at the start of the year. Jean Reedy, who used to be a member here. Nettie Marshall, Betty Johansson, Sophie and Guy's grandmother. To Joe Burns, of course, William Irvin, Isa Whitfield, who many of you remember from the Burns Club. And that gives me an opportunity to say a big thank you for the ongoing work of the pastoral care team, which is really built around the labors of Ishbel and June Walls. And the work they do is absolutely outstanding. And many thanks to them. Yeah, amen. Amen, amen. We also ran the big quiz night, which was brilliant, A, to raise money. Well, here we go. Big win for me, says Helen. It was being part of the Tier Fund big quiz. We had 50 people, raised over £300. And across the UK, there were a total of 26,384 people for 560 quiz nights who raised a magnificent £188,400 to help fight poverty. And that just gives you an idea of the power of the church. Just one evening, one initiative. And those monies were put together. It's absolutely incredible. Now, I think it's tech time. Tech time. Colin writes this. In 2019, we replaced our sound desk, which has allowed us to deliver sound both to the kitchen and to the vestibule. And by the way, when we swapped over sound desk, well, I'll get to that in a moment, providing additional opportunities for people to be part of the service. At the same time, we upgraded the onstage sound for the band with in-ear monitoring, which improves the sound the congregation hears and simplifies life for the techies. Liam also managed to get more for the old desk than we paid for the new one. Go figure. So that was the podcasts. In 2019, we extended our online podcast platform to make sermons available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Siri, Google Assistant, and Alexa, approving access for subscribers. And this contributed to more than 3,000 downloads over the year as a whole. Colin continues to make good use of Facebook, and we now have 666 members of the Facebook page. This allowed us to widely share the 2019 Advent theme, posting a daily Bible reading and video from Luke's Gospel, which reached a total audience of 10,000 over the 24 days. Well done. The tech team also had another impact. This is our remembrance parade, 75th anniversary of D-Day. It was extraordinary. And also the first Remembrance Sunday with the new Miners Memorial there at outside the Beacon. Now, what you can't see there desperately well, but which I will highlight here, is I'm holding a microphone, and Liam had the vision of actually putting a proper PA out, and I can't tell you the number of people who said what a difference it made that the young people and the older people of Gorebridge who were there to commemorate that could hear what was going on. And well done, Liam. Well done. We absolutely. Well done. And for all the other times, Liam, that your input has made either things possible or more, or better lit or better sounding. Thank you so much, Liam. Now, this is a brave one, okay? This is a really, really brave one. But I got an email from Kath Johnson. And Kath says, you asked for big wins today. This is my big win. I was diagnosed in August 2018 with breast cancer and required a full mastectomy. Chemotherapy, which ran through to May 2019, and radiotherapy, which ran to June 2019, 15 sessions of each. At diagnosis, I was angry with God, so angry. The chemotherapy was awful, and I was very ill, and in February 2019, I got a neutropenic sepsis that hospitalized me for a week. My headache was terrible. But I've got over my anger and prayed and begged for strength and health. And God told me there was light at the end of the tunnel, and I kept hearing the children's hymn, Jesus bids us shine with a pure, clear light. And after the chemo, I came back to church, and I couldn't stop grinning and smiling. It's fabulous being back to worship with everyone, and I'm still grinning and over the moon at being alive. I did get through the main treatment and celebrated my 60th birthday. That was a real highlight. And thanks be to God who gave the medical profession the knowledge, expertise, and capabilities to make me well. And thanks to you and everyone who prayed for me, and to Maria who anointed me with holy oil, and many others. This has been the biggest win of my life. Kath, wonderful. Yeah. And just in case you'd forgotten, we played our part in that too.
Get well soon, Kath.
What a lovely bunch. The community recycling project has continued from strength to strength. Agnes writes this, personally, I feel the work of the CRP has seen growth in terms of community engagement. Community volunteers and visitors seem to have really embraced our love and commitment to them. This year's attendance at Alpha may show this. It has. I don't know, but we will wait and pray, she said when she wrote that. I feel this is always an opportunity to be thankful that God has given us so many in the congregation a serving heart. And that's evident to myself every Tuesday when around 18 members of our church turn up week after week to serve and to love. Another event again in this year, we have seen Joe McCormack start up his work in the area of addiction. And we're so thankful to have him working alongside our CRP lunch in August to give us his testimony. And £5,000 was put towards this project. I think that money actually was donated last year, but that's absolutely amazing, and we continue to pray with support. Here's a picture. I think this is us singing carols at the CRP just in the lead up to Christmas. Just going on this past Tuesday, it's incredible the number of people who are there. It's stowed out, and I know a lot of you take the opportunity to meet up with friends, and a lot of you also working there, just starting conversations with people. Tom Gordon, who was the chaplain at Marie Curie, and partially supports me via presbytery, he loves this. I invite him along to this when he comes to meet me, because he says it's a wonderful interface between the community and the church. And we laugh because he can't tell who's church and who isn't. So Youth Alpha got £550. Bedding for Women's Aid at £300. Kinship Gara's got £1,650. Women's Aid and Christmas, £2,200. The Fund Day got £1,100. Birkenside Fund Day, £550. Faith Mission Camp Subsidy and Travel was £1,000. Gorebridge Homework Club got £500. The Christmas Lunch got £550. Chaz got £550. The Chair's Donation of £700. And Transport for Youth Discipleship Camp was £520. How about that? Well done, CRP. Now, I was talking about people who are helping out with our teaching, and at the start of Advent, we had a chat with Richard, and Richard brought us a word. And the fact that he did that in the wake of the passing of his father was just a wonderful encouragement to us. We worked our way into Christmas. And here we go. Dear Theo, we were talking about doing Luke's gospel, and Dear Theo, as Douglas told me about that, and this was a back, of course, of Joe Burns giving us that lead from his page on Facebook and encouraging us to read a chapter of Luke every day through Advent in the lead up to Christmas. And of course, we had Ian Campbell, who was doing those marvelous pictures. And indeed, Elspeth and Peter went to Trond St. George's and met one of the ladies who was in the pictures. Was it this lady? It was the lady of cancer. Oh, you met Fiona McPherson. Oh, absolutely, it was the lady of cancer. Yes, that's brilliant. So it's just incredible how these things come together. And that was because this guy was sitting beside Douglas on a bus, I believe. It's just incredible how God draws all things together. We also had the origin night. Well, we'll get to that in a moment. But again, we're back to those visuals. And here was the Dunsire's grandson. Yeah? Absolutely. It's just incredible. This picture that was painted by a guy who met Dougie on a bus. You just, the whole thing, it was amazing. And the Lord is with you is such a powerful thing that we haven't yet got the posters down. Now, we will. It's okay. Good accountability there. So, but on the upside, Joel, we enjoyed listening to your drum at the Origin gig, did we not? Yes, we did. I also want to say a big thank you to the team who put up the Christmas tree and decorated it. They finished at 4 in the morning. So thank you to Kezzy, Abigail, Dan, Fraser, Nancy, Josh, Nathan, David, and Kima. Hooyah. And a big thank you to the team who ensured we have new chairs. Well done, Colin and Toll. We also want to say a profound thank you to everybody who voted for the cheap one. It was a little bit like a presidential election in a banana republic. We're not saying it was rigged, but nor were the people manning the ballots entirely neutral. But we hope things go on in that vein as we do our whole redevelopment this year. And at the very end of the year, we got our building warrant. Oh, you're cheering now. Now! If something comes to you, if you just want to keep 90% of it, we'd be delighted. Now, and gift aid the other 10. More of that later. The food bank. Once again, those are food parcels. Over 200 this year for families right across Midlothian. I was reading a Midlothian Council document, and it contained the Midlothian Food Bank as one of its referral agencies in an official paper. As one, this is one of the responses that you as a council department can do in a situation of difficulty. It's hard to, Ross was talking about our improved relationship with the council, which is wonderful, but they do love us, as does Jesus, as will be evidenced by this next photo. Here's three things that Jesus has given us this year. Two ovens, one with a bean to pot coffee machine, which means we get about 25% more horsepower from Mr. Somerville. He came to me and he said, "Mark, do you know how much that would cost?" And I said, "Well, a bean to coffee machine can be about 700 quid, and it's in a kitchen, so no, it's like car extras, so I don't know, a grand." He said, £1,500. So be gentle with it. Although we figured out the guts of it are the 400 DeLonghi he's got at work, so don't worry too much about that. But we got new ovens. And I want to say a big thank you to Janice, who, well, she put on her marigolds and got them clean. And a big thank you to the McCurdys who gave us them. Also Ty, he's number three there. Ty has really stepped up, and Ty's been such an asset to have around, and thank you so much for that. Yvette's seen her work expand into the growing beds at Gorebridge Primary. And here is, I mean, this is like Yeti stuff. A picture of Yvette. There we go. Okay. That's fantastic. As we went through Advent, we got to the Chaz Christingle service. It was the 18th, not the 20th, but it doesn't really matter. And the Lord is with you was spelt out and shared across Christendom. The Christmas Day lunch, we've got a few photos of this, and I'll read this to you as we go through. The Christmas lunch was funded from the CRP income, as you know. This has changed slightly to include more church family this year. That was the intention, so that good conversations can be had and the serving team can get on with serving. This was a brave step as we catered for 95 attendees as opposed to around the 50 or 60 in the past. The fund set aside was £550, and this money was spent in full on food, drinks, prizes, and equipment, thermos flasks, etc. However, what was so exciting was the way that God blessed this event in so many ways. From speaking to people who attended and enjoyed the lunch, I'm aware that the donations were being made by individuals to other organizations to support their work, and one of those was going to Who Cares Scotland, who are a wonderful charity, and that gives Looked After Children a voice. P.S. I've used their services and can vouch for their incredible work. Here's the Tates. Conversations took place between church family, members of the community attendees, which I'm praying will lead to a few coming to Alpha. And also, we were given £231.50 in donations, which has been put back into the CRP account, and this money will go to supporting other groups. Another event this year I feel we're very blessed with is to have the food hygiene course, and CRP income over the past 2 years has helped to start, the homework club in Gorebridge. Yeah. There we go. When I mentioned to Ellen Scott, said Agnes, that a number of us needed to complete the course, she offered it for free, and it was attended by 10 of us. There we go. Oh, who got Heelys for their Christmas? Go, Morgan. Now, we also had a special Sunday where we gave June her 30 years of serving as an elder certificate. Thank you so much, June. Granny June to so many. And we got a presentation for 20 years of ministry here the same day, and we in turn gave this picture to William Irvin, not knowing it would come back quite as quickly as it did, but we will treasure that picture, and it's going up soon. And it's also an opportunity to say thank you to June for the ministry that she has with flowers that not only grace this space, but are distributed to people in times of difficulty or need throughout the parish on a regular basis. Fantastic. Oh, that's back to Jenny and Evan. That one's out of order. But there you go. It's a reminder of how fab that was on Easter Sunday. Of course, we had our annual Hogmanay party. And a big thank you to Joel and the team for putting that on. And it was also an opportunity to say goodbye to the McLeod family, Steph and Jane, and to Eden, Rose, and to Seraphim, when he impromptu trialed a new song on us that he'd written and then led us in worship over into the new year. And of course, just before the turning of the year, we said goodbye to our wonderful William, and he is praying and cheering us on from where he is now with Jesus in glory. And I'm sure he would want us to be having a good time. And well, just to mark that, if you've ever wondered what the Hogmanay party looks like, that's not really Big Wins 2019, because that's after midnight when all the children and those of us who need our pit have gone home. Okay, that is literally after midnight. So to encourage everyone to live in the reality of Jesus' love is our mission. Have we done it in 2019? Will we continue to do it in 2020? Well, friends, remember, where there's vision, there's life. And I pray that the life of this congregation continues to grow and grow and grow, so people who are far from him get to know him. And those of us who do fall more deeply in love with him, and we grow to be more fruitful. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Shall we pray? Father, thank you so much for everything that you've done for us. Thank you. And we continue in that thanksgiving in our hearts. And if there's other things that have happened over the year that have caught our attention, that you have thrilled us with, we bring them to mind. And we thank you that people of all generations and all backgrounds, people who are just starting out in faith, those maybe even still questioning, and those who are long time into their service, have built into this church over the last year and out from it. We thank you for the impact that we're having here, and we thank you for the impact that we're having in the broader regional church. And we pray that that would be full of grace and humility and your love. And so, Father, for the way ahead, we trust you. And for the year gone by, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.